Track 4. Valuable items go in church burglary. A church in Ashburton was burgled last week during the night of August the 27th to 28th, resulting in the loss of several valuable items. The break-in at St Andrew's was discovered when wardens went to open the church. The church is one of a number of local organisations and businesses targeted in the space of a few days. Several valuable pieces were taken, including a processional cross and audio-visual equipment. A stained glass window was broken, and several items in the vestry and sanctuary were ripped up and damaged. "It's a mess, it's upsetting and very disappointing," said the Right Reverend Mark Rylands, team rector for Ashburton and Moreland Mission Community. "But we've already had people coming in to support us and help tidy up. I'm extremely grateful for the many people in Ashburton who have sent messages of support and offered help with the clearing up and repairing the damage," said the Reverend Mark. "As a community, we will bounce back. We will also be praying for whoever did this," he added. May St Andrew's continue to be a beacon of hope and light in this community. Officers are appealing for anyone who witnessed any suspicious behaviour in the area or has any information which may assist the investigation to contact the police on 101. St Andrew's has served the community of Ashburton since the 12th century. The church was rebuilt sometime in the 15th century and is located on West Street, a short walk from the town centre.
Food and drink producers in running for awards. Food and drink producers in Teignbridge have made it onto the shortlist of the annual Food and Drink Devon Awards. The finalists have been announced ahead of the awards in October. Making it to the final of this year's product categories are Cremo's Craft Ice Cream in Ashburton and the Shepherd Shack in Dawlish. Huckspear Vineyard in Chudley is in the running for the first Devon Wine of the Year award, where the grapes are grown in the county and the wine produced and bottled here. Shortlisted establishments in the fine dining restaurant, restaurant and pub categories include Two Bridges Hotel on Dartmoor. Finalists for the Best Training School Award include Ashburton Cookery School and Chef's Academy. Since entries closed in April, a distinguished panel of judges and industry experts has evaluated a high number of entries, sampling over 340 products, visiting 107 hospitality venues, exploring 17 retail outlets and experiencing 9 training schools. Now in its 13th year, the esteemed industry accolades celebrate the best food and drink the region has to offer. Food Drink Devon Board Director Jack Pickering said, "We are thrilled to celebrate the exceptional quality and diversity of this year's entrance into our awards. From innovative products to outstanding venues, Devon's food and drink community spirit shone brightly during our 2024 judging." Shortlisted businesses in the product awards cover a huge variety of delights, including sweet and savoury, meat, preserves, jams and chutneys, ales, ciders, wines and confectionery, as well as many others. Food Drink Devon Board Director and wine writer and presenter Susie Atkins comments on the drink entries. "The number of entries in the drink section of this year's awards was much higher than ever before, and our expert judges, including myself, were really impressed by the overall standard. Devon's drink scene is diverse and inspiring. The standard of the Devon wines was excellent, and we are delighted with the first winner of our new Devon Wine of the Year award."
Jolly Stock swells Wave Project's coffers. A music festival at a Newton Abbott pub has raised over £1,000 for a children's mental health charity. Jolly Stock, which took place at the Jolly Farmer over the bank holiday weekend, generated £1,200 for the WAVE project, which provides surf therapy programs to support children and young people. The Surfing Cowboys-themed festival came ahead of the WAVE project's launch of a month-long Get On Board challenge, which aims to raise £18,000, equivalent to £1 per kilometre of UK coastline. We're incredibly grateful to the team at the Jolly Farmer for organising Jolly Stock and choosing to support the WAVE project, said the WAVE project South Devon coordinator, Katie Smith.
Appeal for volunteers as demand for help soars. Soaring demand for help has led to a Teambridge charity calling out for more volunteers. Citizens Advice Teambridge says it needs volunteers now, more than ever, to help make a difference to the people of Teambridge. The charity is launching an appeal for new recruits from all backgrounds who can give time to help people struggling with energy prices, rising household bills, debt, employment issues, and housing problems. Last year, the charity saw unprecedented demand, supporting 6,837 people in Teambridge. No experience is necessary, as full training will be provided. Keith, a volunteer assessor who joined after taking early retirement, said, "I wanted to do something meaningful and with purpose with my newfound spare time. Volunteering enables me to use my skills and also develop new skills in areas I had not experienced previously. I get a good sense of achievement." Citizens Advice Teambridge volunteers come from all walks of life and choose to volunteer for a variety of reasons. Vincent Wilson, Chief Officer at Citizens Advice Teambridge, said, "Now more than ever, you can really make a difference by volunteering with Citizens Advice Teambridge. Our frontline advisors help huge numbers with energy bills, budgeting and debts, and sadly we expect this only to continue. As well as helping the local community, we know people who volunteer their time to get a lot back. Whether it's working as a team, learning new skills, or campaigning on issues, there are many fulfilling opportunities available. We will give you all the training you need and would love to hear from you. There will be a face-to-face volunteer taster session with 2-hour presentation on the service and the volunteer opportunities available. These will be today, which is Thursday the 5th of September, and also next Tuesday, the 10th of September at 10 a.m. at the Newton Abbott office in Market Walk.